This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. I'd like to read a communique that I received before we get started with today's class. And today's class, hour number one will be the Corona Panic, and hour number two will be the Depression. The communique starts out, Namaste, Vincent. Of course, I'm writing this partly in jest. I hope I'm not alone in the student body to miss the regularity of Captain John Reagan on your show. I realize that he may have a little to add to this already, to his already stark views. I hope at least that he and his wife are well prepared. If Captain John Reagan can be reached and scheduled if possible, please let us know the date in advance on your other shows so that the students do not miss the conversation and education. I would love to hear some of the updates from him as this coronavirus pandemic escalates. I'm amazed that people missed the point that you emphasize that just the supply chain disruption without power disruption, as federally published already, is already happening and can be lethal in many ways. I agree wholeheartedly with your distilled view that we must first survive and emerge on the other side of this panic pandemic, even if several hospitals and their parking lots are reported with no unusual traffic nationwide. Uncertainty about the origins and microbes, etc., and such minutiae, for the lack of a better word. With regards, Amit Singh. So, Amit, I know you're in the front row. I can see you from here. It's great to have you in class. Thank you for requesting the class with Captain John Reagan. He will be wiping the smiles right off your face. There's no question about it. With facts. And he will share his opinions. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend, Captain John Reagan. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Oh, boy.
Is it Monday?
I think I have a year's worth of Mondays ready for us here.
John, thank you. Thank you for being with us and taking time to prepare for this broadcast, a most serious broadcast. I'm just going to take my seat in the front row and pay attention and take notes.
I tell you, in all the years that I was working on preparing for whatever was coming, I never did war game a pandemic. And there's a lot of, the toolkit that works, and we were probably prepared as best we could with the resources we had. There's a lot of things we don't know about this virus. There's a lot of things we don't know about how it's totally affected us. As far as Becky and I, we had made a trip to Houston to visit her parents Valentine's weekend. And a couple of weeks later, the last week of February, we were both feeling a little off and also noticed a decrease in hunger level. And that Sunday evening, which was, I remember right, was March 1st. Yes, it was. We took our temperature, and we were running a minor temperature. So that's the point where Becky started working from home. And we've been pretty much together nearly 24/7 ever since, with a couple of exceptions of going to the grocery store. And it's hard to say if we've been hit by the virus. We're still occasionally running some low grade fever. To me, that suggests that we have been exposed. Eventually, we'll have some antibody tests done. Quest Diagnostics now offers one direct to the public. It's $120 roughly per person. And I'm just going to wait a little bit to make sure that that test is accurate before investing those funds in it. But whether or not we have been exposed, the truth is, with this virus, sooner or later, you will be exposed. And I'm going to cover a lot of things today. Some of this has not been approved by Lords and Masters at the WHO and the CDC. And because of that, if you want to share this broadcast with others, it may or may not end up on Ron Gibson's YouTube channel, because YouTube doesn't like anything but the official truth to get out there. So you may have to point people to the podcast section on GCNlive.com if you want to pass this along. I've got a ton of links for the coronavirus, and it's not my intent to go into detail, but rather to give these to you as references where you can go back and look at some of these things. But going forward, this is a life changer for quite some time. A lot of people are being hopeful on an anti-viral vaccine. And in the case of coronavirus, if that happens, this will be the first time in history that they will have a vaccine for coronavirus. Before this century, there were four different strains of coronavirus that affected humans. We're now up to seven strains. There was the first SARS, MERS, and now the SARS-2, known as COVID-19. In our case, and everybody needs to determine, especially if you're older or have pre-existing comorbidity conditions, how you're going to do things going forward. I wasn't able to find the link, but there's several articles out there talking about the death rate on the various comorbidity causes like diabetes, high blood pressure, on and on. And obviously, the older you are, especially if you have a six or better, that's the first digit of your age, you're at more risk, not of catching the virus, but of dying from complications of this virus. And if you have several of these comorbidities, your odds are, you know, worse. For myself, my best guess right now from this article that I put together, how many comorbidities you have and what that equates to as a chance of dying, for me, it's about 33%. For Becky, 25%. Now, those are great odds if you're playing a lotto. That's not so great odds when it's life and death. So what do we get to look forward to until they develop a vaccine? And if they are unable to develop a vaccine, obviously this becomes more of a permanent condition. But things that we used to do in our past life is, you know, like go to a sit-down restaurant, go to a movie theater. I already mentioned, you know, travel down to Houston to visit Becky's parents. Those things become dangerous activities. Shopping at the grocery store is another one. Going to church is another one. Going to the office is another one. And there's only so much you can do, you know, from your action to protect yourself. And that's why this is going to be problematic for some time. And you might wonder, why is it so dangerous for us to travel? Well, we could go through a drive-through to get some food on the trip down there, and that would be fairly low risk. However, it's the mileage between Dallas and Houston is, you know, I think close to 300 miles, so a potty stop or two in there is pretty much required. And as we get through the discussion this morning, you'll see how that by itself is dangerous. And, you know, maybe we can mitigate it a little bit. And you know, this is basically, like I say, something we're going to have to live with for some time. You know, if you want to travel by air, if the airline isn't requiring everybody to wear a mask, you can do some things, but having everybody wear a mask is the best thing that can be done. And we are nowhere near that level of commitment here in the United States. And unfortunately, that starts at the White House. This is not just the virus itself, but it's also been politicized on both sides. So make sure your seatbelt's fastened and we'll get engaged on the other side of the break.
So you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunnybay.com.
Sunny-Bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to Sunny-Bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and we're talking about the coronavirus and the corona panic. And just to put this in perspective, the number of infections in the United States per day comes out to about three infections a minute in the United States, three a minute. Captain John Reagan, back to you.
You know, there's a lot of people that think this isn't really real. There's also a lot of people that think this is a big conspiracy theory as well, something that, you know, the globalists wanted to inflict. And I doubt it was that, although those that do engage in controlling our lives will use any event to their advantage. I don't see this as a bio attack. It may be a bio weapon, but if you wanted to spread an infection like this, just, you know, feeding it in one little place is not the way that you'd want to do it, because there's a chance that it could die out and then you'd have to restart it. But one of the biggest things I've seen is that, you know, this really doesn't kill a lot of people. It's, you know, not as bad as a seasonal flu. And we've got something here that pretty much dispels that, puts it to rest, and shows just how bad this is. And first link I have there is called denying death. And I can understand there's a lot of denial going on. This is not something that we want to have around for a long period of time. But what I've seen lately, and I've not found a site that's actually tracking this on a regular basis. This is based off an article that was first published in the Financial Times. And what they did is look at the average mortality, and that varies just a tad month to month. And they've done this for a number of countries and some cities. And you look at what's here in 2020, and you see the spike in deaths. And there's no other suspect out there besides the coronavirus. So, for example, the first one shown here is New York City, and it's almost a flat line from January through December at about 1,000, and I believe this is per week. And now that's peaked up to 6,000, running about 3,000 now. And the 12,700 additional deaths is an increase of nearly 300%. And, some people might say, well, that's not the coronavirus doing that. Well, it doesn't matter. These are all deaths. And there's no other explanation for these additional deaths other than the coronavirus. So we don't have to worry about what's actually listed on the death certificate. It's not a guess by the physician. These are people that died. And we're seeing, other places. Spain was up 51%. England and Wales up 37%. France up 34%. And, this, I hope, like I said, some people are still going to be in denial, but it should show that this is real and is a deadly pathogen. And as we go through these links, you'll also see that those that recovered are not necessarily in good shape.
Right, and some have brain damage and organ damage as well. Captain John Reagan's with us, and we're talking about the coronavirus, the denial, and the corona panic. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, former Vice President and former Senator Joe Biden, says sexual assault allegations against him from the 1990s simply are not true.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
Biden speaking there on MSNBC's Morning Joe, Tara Reid, a former Senate aide who worked in Biden's office, claims that he assaulted her in 1993. Several coronavirus-related protests are planned in New York City today. One will involve people who are angry about business closures and other restrictions. That's expected to happen at noon at City Hall Park in Lower Manhattan, where they'll call on the state to reopen. Meanwhile, a rent protest is planned outside Governor Andrew Cuomo's Manhattan office. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Federal officials saying COVID-19 is not man-made, nor is it genetically modified. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence releasing a statement late yesterday saying that the nation's top intelligence officials agree that COVID-19 is simply natural. However, they continue to try to determine if it began because of an infected animal or possibly because of an accident at a lab in Wuhan, China. Live sports could be making a comeback here in the United States. NASCAR says it's resuming racing on May 17th at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. NASCAR and the UFC are the first to announce their return plans after all sports were essentially shut down because of the pandemic. Now, no fans will be allowed to these events. The stock car racing season will feature seven races among three series through the end of May. The Lakers superstar LeBron James is saying not so fast to rumors of the NBA canceling the rest of its season. An impassioned LeBron James taking to Twitter yesterday saying nobody should be canceling anything. He says reports of execs and agents not wanting to finish the season are not true, and he adds that he doesn't know anyone who's been saying that. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it. God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And the website, if you'd like to follow along in class, is the Financial State of the Union.com. The Financial State of the Union.com. And you can follow along with the links as they're posted on the website, the Financial State of the Union.com. Captain John, please continue.
If you're listening to the news there, Texas is one of those states that is lessening restrictions starting today. And I expect to see a resurgence of new cases in a couple of weeks. And it's, you know, that's not just an opinion. That's looking at what's happened with other countries. China has locked down a city of 10 million people. they had opened theaters and gyms, and they've now closed those nationwide again. Singapore was another country that was ahead of us and lightened up, and they've now gone on lockdown for another 2 months. So it's this is a nasty virus, and you just can't treat it with kid gloves. And it's also true that, if you just totally lock down, that destroys an already pathetic economy. And then you've got the third leg of it is if you let it go unchecked, you overrun the hospitals, which has not yet happened in the United States, but it's happened in many other countries. And that leads to even more deaths because it takes the critical care beds away from other people, like those that have heart attacks or gunshot victims or severe car wrecks, anything else that requires critical care. So getting back to the list, I've got masking the situation. I first learned about how this works back in January. Chris Martinson has a PhD in pathology. He's the one that I follow most often. And he explained that surgical masks are not there to protect you. They're there to protect other people. If you're wanting to protect yourself, you need to wear a mask like a N95 mask or better. But if everybody is wearing a surgical mask or something similar, that blocks most of the virus that's being shed by that person. And because there's such a long lead time and so many people asymptomatic, everybody needs to wear a mask no matter how well they feel. And as far as masks go, I got a link there, Blue Mask. There's a shortage of N95 masks out there. And this talks about some people that tested all kinds of different things as replacements. And they found out these blue shop towels do a darn good job. They recommend, or the two brands they tested, the Toolbox shop towel and Zepp's industrial blue towel, were the best. But they also found the Scott's Pro Shop towels didn't fare quite as well. But again, all of these have much better than just a simple cloth mask. And it's something that can be done fairly inexpensively as well. I've included Wikipedia links on the common cold and coronavirus. Don't have time to really discuss these in any depth, but basically if you go through there, you'll see that a lot of things we're seeing with this virus is true of other viruses, including the aerosolization of the virus. And, everything from the usage of zinc, I'm looking at the common cold one. It's not just a single family of viruses that's included in that. Rhinovirus is a big part. Coronavirus is about 15% of common cold viruses. And I guess being as how I've already talked about the different coronaviruses that affect humans, I'll skip that article to save some time. But basically, as you know, we don't have any kind of vaccine for the common cold, which includes coronaviruses. Maybe this time it's different, but if they do come up with a safe, effective vaccine, that's great. But if they don't, what is your plan B? And a recent article, I think that it's just found it last night. The link there is coronaviruses. This comes out of Nature, which is peer-reviewed. So it's got more status than other papers I've seen published. There were three different universities publishing papers that were not peer-reviewed that showed that this virus does aerosolize. This one talks about the respiratory virus shedding in exhaled breath and efficacy of face masks. So you already know that if you sneeze or cough, you're going to shed some virus. Well, here it's saying just breathing and talking also sheds this virus, and it can remain suspended in the air for longer than you think. So, again, this is why if we're going to get a handle on this, everybody in public is going to need to wear some kind of mask. The next one has a nice simulation. Every breath you take, a university, I think from Finland, put together an animation showing how a cough can linger in the air and go travel in the different grocery store aisles. And it's rather disturbing. That is one of the reasons why, unless something changes, I will not be inside a grocery store again. I will have to take advantage of the pickup or delivery options. And don't forget the poo. The way this virus gets into your body is through mucous membranes. That's your eyes, your nose, your mouth. That's why you need the face mask that takes care of the nose and mouth. Glasses help a little bit, at least for the particles that are coming straight in. If you really want to protect yourself, you need some kind of goggles that more encloses the area around your eyes. Well, below the waist, the holes you have there are also mucous membranes. And there is evidence that, those exit points can also spread virus. And when you flush, that throws it up in the air. So when you're going on a road trip and you're going into one of those public bathrooms, I think especially if somebody, has the runs, and you may not even know it because it might have just been there 15, 30 minutes ago, and when they flush, there goes the virus up in the air, and that's one of those cases where you would definitely want to have an N95 mask and eye protection so that you don't get infected. The next one, visual. Inflammation. Largest study of U.S. COVID-19 emissions reveals the single biggest factor. You get obesity and the other factors, and the root cause in all of those is inflammation. And I've talked about this before on other shows, things like sugar causing inflammation, excess iron in the form of ferritin causes inflammation, processed oils, what do you call vegetable oils, cause inflammation. Stress causes inflammation, and how many people are under stress now, especially financially. Lack of sleep causes inflammation, and this just kind of ramps up inflammation. And we're even seeing inflammation in children where it's causing skin conditions. So probably the best way to manage that is antioxidants, which help vitamin C especially. Humans are unfortunately one of the few mammals that do not produce their own vitamin C, and it has a short half-life in the body. So if you're wanting to go that route, I don't recommend just taking a large dose of vitamin C because it's not going to stick around. More doesn't help. So if you want to take, say, like you know, 2 grams, 2,000 milligrams in a day. Just get the 500 milligram tablets and take one 4 times a day, and that'll help keep your vitamin C levels up for most of the day. The next one, more damage. Doctors fear coronavirus survivors may have lasting damage to multiple organs. And we're looking at you know, more and more reports of how this causes inflammation of blood vessels, as time goes out on, we'll learn more and more about this. But it's not just the lungs, which you know, most people already know about. It's the heart, it's the kidneys, it's the brain, it's the nervous system. And we don't know how long this will last. Some of these effects or damage might repair themselves over time. Some might be lifelong. So it's not like catching a cold or flu where, you know, once you're over it, you're pretty much over it. This one is, you know, just tough. Coronavirus harms the brain and nervous system of half of seriously ill patients and a third of all cases. And from what I can tell, that was hospitalized cases. We don't know how much it affects the non-hospitalized cases. Those that are not quite severe enough for hospitalization, those that are asymptomatic, we just don't know yet. And we'll try and round this out when we get back from the break.
Okay, and we have Amit Singh, who called and requested this broadcast on hold. We're not taking calls today, but we will take Amit Singh's call when we come back right after these few short commercial announcements.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I've been looking forward to this phone call for quite some time, class. I'm delighted to welcome Amit Singh. Amit, thank you for sending me the communiques and requesting Captain John Reagan for this broadcast. Welcome.
Good morning, Vincent, and good morning, Captain Reagan. And thanks for taking my call as well as my email or emails. I've also talked to some people in life sciences and physicians as well. So my impression is same as what Dr. Shealy often says, that he gets conflicting reports about how this affects and how this really works. But I find the same thing as Captain Reagan is saying, that it is affecting older people differently, say with some pre-existing conditions and brain or circulatory system damage in younger people. And even young children are not being spared. I heard that they are developing maybe Kawasaki syndrome. But what I have heard is that it is supposed to linger, and it damages our bodies in a very unusual manner. So it is not to be dismissed at all. What I find logically not adding up is the mask part. That is, if the mask is working, it should be handled as biohazard, say, for disposal. But if it is not working, then there's no need to wear it. So that's the part that makes me puzzle, that is the mask really working? And if it is working, then we should incinerate it or just dispose it carefully as any biohazard is done. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
I'm not sure we have to necessarily worry about incinerating these. If you just, put them in a sack and let them sit around for, two or three weeks, there's not going to be enough virus to do anything. When I go out, the masks and gloves that I use, I just put in the floorboard, the back seat, and at some point in the future, I'll go and collect those and feel pretty safe about that.
Captain John Reagan and Amit, here's...
From the authorities that please consider this while disposing, but that part is missing from the so-called authorities.
Amit, here's what we do. We put the masks and the gloves in the sunlight. So, for example, if we exit the vehicle, we will leave them on top of the hood so that, or the roof or the rear deck in the sunlight so that the ultraviolet light from the sun will disinfect and kill the virus. That's what we do.
Yeah, that's very wise, but because authorities are silent on this, that makes me doubtful about their qualification or real intentions or motivations. So
you use the word authorities, I believe. I don't trust anything that I hear. The only thing that...
Exactly.
Right. I've heard the president say that he's going to order the meat packers to resume operations, even though almost a couple thousand have been infected. Actually, I think it's 5,000 have been infected in the meat packing industry. 20 have died. It's crazy. It's beyond crazy. You know, declaring a war on this. When I was a child in church, in the Catholic Church, I learned about leprosy. The priest would talk about leper colonies and how these people were infected and their bodies were eating themselves. And if you went near them, you could contract leprosy. So you could see when a person was a leper. And what was done was they were moved to leper colonies where they lived out the rest of their days, but separate from others. Okay? This is like leprosy, except for the fact that we can't see it. So everyone,
maybe hundreds of times more infectious than leprosy.
I'm with you.
Is very apt. That is modern leprosy. Yes.
But what I'm saying is that back then you could see when a person was a leper because they had physical evidence on their bodies, and you could get it. Now you can't see it, so any and everyone can be a carrier, and we don't know. So just, you know, by demanding that these beef plants stay open is beyond crazy to me.
Because, I agree.
Because we know from what Dr. Shealy said that a refrigerated body can carry the virus for a month or more. So why wouldn't the pork and chicken and beef carry it in the packages that are refrigerated for a month or more? Okay, so to me, the eating of, we'll call it fresh meat, is extremely risky. I'd love to hear what Captain John Reagan has to say when we come back. Amit, did you want to hold over the top of the hour news?
I think I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your communiques and your kindness and requesting Captain John Reagan. Captain John Reagan and I will be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.